Stan, I can't make heads or tails of this. I don't know what to expect. Can you shed some light on what we're getting into here?
No, and we won't know until we on Sunday when Ben Roethlisberger, whether he plays or not. You know, the Ravens have had good success against Ben. I think they're about 11-9 and against Ben, and but they're 6-1 when Ben doesn't play. So it tells you that the Steelers depend upon him quite a bit. It's a rivalry game. It's one of the biggest games every year. The emotions get up. The best thing that's happened, despite the four-game losing streak, is the division is really bad this year.
Right.
So that brought everybody else back, and there's still hope. If they win this, they're in first place. So that's a good thing. And then they got another game against Cleveland 4 days later, and then they get another break. So this could work out great if they could pull out these two victories.
Yeah, they do have a chance to pull ahead of the pack the next three games. Excuse me, next four games, three of them are AFC North matchups. Pittsburgh, then to Cleveland, then Dallas, then Cincinnati. And as you said, the AFC North right now, no one's really pulling ahead in any great way. And we were talking earlier about Joe Flacco ranked among some of the worst NFL quarterbacks right now. And, you know, not a lot of that can – not all of it, I'll say, can be – put on him. He's not the one catching the ball. He's not the one blocking for himself. He can only do so much. But you read the stats coming out of, you know, after he signs the big $120 million contract to now, and not great.
No, and he admits it. He's not playing well, and you know, there are those other factors. They had a makeshift offensive line. He's got hit a lot. He's got sacked a lot. He's dealing with without Steve Smith, who early in the season, until he got hurt, they were playing pretty well. Now the receivers are not coming up with the plays that they have to. They've had balls that they could have caught. They could have won some games. They didn't do that. You know, winning hides everything, but Joe would be the first to admit he has not played as well as he'd like to play. And I, having had knee injuries and wearing a brace and things, just have to believe that has something to do with it. You add that to the fact that the line is not protecting and people are falling at his feet all the time. I think those two factors have contributed to this.
And then there's also been some speculation as to whether or not he's putting the work in. I mean, you know, when things are going good and everything's meshing and, you know, the choreography is there, the timing is there, you're synced up with everybody. Okay, but when, you know, when your back's against the wall and you're hitting the skids a little, you know, I don't know what his work ethic is, and I don't know what kind of work he's putting in, but, you know, maybe is he, or do you, you know, stay longer hours? Do you watch more films? Do you stay out there for a couple extra hours throwing routes with your receivers? Do you, you know, work on your footwork more? Is he doing that? Do you do that? I mean, I don't know.
Well, you do that, and he always has done that, and he is doing that.
Okay.
So, yeah, I have no question about his work ethic. That is not something I'd even consider. He goes out there when he has new receivers. You remember last year when he had a new receiver of the week almost as they came in, he would always stay out there afterwards and work and work and work just to get a feeling about what that receiver could do.
Right.
It's impossible in a short period to get perfectly on the same page, but you have to get some type of feeling of, you know, how he's coming out of routes, where he's going to be when he comes out, you know, those type of things. So, yeah, he does the work and more of the work, and he worked really hard this offseason to come back. He sort of reshaped his body and did different things. He looked like a different guy. Now he just has to get back to playing the way Joe has played.
Stan White, can I get your thoughts on the Cam Newton comments about not getting the calls that he feels like he should be getting? That first game of the season, people thought he was going to possibly be taken out for the next few games. He was getting trucked so hard. And in this last game where there was actually a Panthers victory, he's still saying that, hey, he's not getting the protection he feels like he deserves from the league via the calls. And then meanwhile, people on the Pittsburgh Steelers are saying, hey, suck it up. You're playing the sport of football and you're a running quarterback. Can you give us your thoughts on his comments this past week?
Yeah, I had to watch it three times because I couldn't get past the outfit that he had on.
Those shoes, man.
Words, but
the shoes were made of cheese.
Shoes, I mean, the colors. I mean, it was like, wow. But anyhow, he didn't say those things last year when they were 15-1 or 16-1. He didn't, you know, there weren't those complaints. He was running last year. He is a running. He puts himself in danger. He got hurt on a play where he was, running right at the goal line and for some reason almost just stopped as he got hit. He puts himself in danger, And it's a tough football. Football's a tough game. You're going to get hit. You know, those helmet-to-helmet hits, they happen, especially the quarterbacks in the pocket when they duck down and do those things. It's going to happen. And like I said, he's a big, strong guy. I don't hear Ben Roethlisberger talking about that type of stuff. Right. I don't hear Joe talking about that type of stuff. You know, I think Joe went like 4 or 5 years before they even had a roughing the passer penalty ever called on him. So you can't expect, you know,
you can't expect the officials to protect you.
Yeah, they're not gonna say, oh, he's complaining about this, so let's watch this a little bit closer and call him if it's even close. You can't do that. But well, they call him too close now.
Yeah,
I hate to play defense now. It's a tough position to be in.
Yeah, I think the wording was a little, off on what he was trying to say. We got what he was trying to say, but he's like, I don't feel like they're protecting me. That's your offensive line's job, not the official's job. Maybe, you should have gotten one or two of those calls, you know. But he's so in your face and so brash and Superman in it and dabbing and all this. And then the pendulum swings so far the other way, and he's such a crybaby. It's like, man, just level out a little. Be in the middle, like you said, Ben and Joe and these guys. You don't hear much out of them. You don't hear much out of them.
Right. You know, I hate to hear it when you're, 1-6 or 2-5 or whatever they are at this point, instead of what they were last year. So it sounds like sour grapes, that's for sure.
Stan White, one-third of the Ravens broadcast team, alongside Jerry Sandusky and Kadri Ismail. You can hear him here on Sunday as the Ravens take on the Steelers. And give me your thoughts. Do you have a solution? 2 weeks passed, two ties. You had the Skins game overseas. Then you had the Seattle, I believe it was Seattle, Arizona, if I'm not mistaken. And you have two of those ties.
Six-six tie.
Awful game. And much has been made. What do you do? Is the system in place the one that should be? Should they go to the college way of settling a tie by placing the ball on the 25-yard line? Is there another option? Stan, what do you do to prevent these ties, if anything?
I wouldn't do anything. I mean, I think that if you play, the first part of my career, ties were just at the end of regulation, you're tied. Then they put in the overtime rule, and that first week that they had the overtime rule, first game, there was a 35-35 tie, and there hardly has been any since. How many ties have we had over the last, 30 years?
Right.
Very, very, very few. The fact that we have two now is just coincidental, and to say we have to do something about it because of that, I don't agree. Now, if you want to go back to the way it used to be in overtime, the first team that scores, I would be for that. Because then that changes the possibilities of ties. So right. That's what I would do.
Stan, Sunday, quickly break it down for us. What can we expect? What kind of game can we expect? And what do you see the outcome like?
Well, I think the Ravens will have their offensive line back. Terrence West has been running the ball well when he's getting some blocking. They've always ran the ball well against the Steelers because of that. They know their games and their fronts and the weaknesses in those. Joe does a great job of getting in. So I expect them to run the ball. And if Ben Roethlisberger doesn't play, I expect them to win the game. If they do, if he does, I expect it to be another 3-point game, because almost every game they play, it's something like 9 out of the last 11 have been 3 points or less. So we have the best kicker in football. I'll take ourselves in those type of games.
A legit tough guy with an old school player's sensibility. You could always hear him alongside Kadri and Jerry Sandusky as the Ravens take on the Steelers, sir. Always a pleasure getting to talk to Stan White, sir. Thank you for the time this morning.
All right, guys.